أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks, the accolades all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him, we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to stray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslims. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with the sadiqeen, those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And surely, the human being will have nothing except what he strives for. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he has said in hadith, well authenticated, as related by Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, surely actions are by intention, and surely one will attain only what he intends. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that this creation, the insan, al-insan, الناس البشر the human being. We are a species that tend to arrange our lives and prioritize according to what we perceive as having value. As a result, we place great emphasis on what is considered currency and valuable in the dunya, in this life, in the material world. Unfortunately, we tend to put this even over our deen, that whatever dictates that we perceive to assist us in managing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, a home, a vehicle, our children, our spouses, that day to day seems to take precedence. And whatever satisfies those day to day needs are considered valuable. Luqman, the wise, alayhi salam, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to his son, O my son, I have eaten the most bitter things, and I have tasted patience, and I never tasted anything more bitter than poverty. So, if you become poor, keep it to yourself. Otherwise, you will diminish yourself in the eyes of others. And only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favor. Because no one who asks Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not answer him. And whoever seeks refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves himself from worry. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, really, no matter what our current situation is today, if you're here, you're not miskin. You may not have, but you're not miskin. You're not poor like we've seen poor, meaning you have nothing. You can't call yourself miskin and you got a cell phone. You can't call yourself miskin and you've got some food. As a matter of fact, Zain al-Abidin, may Allah be pleased with him, he mentioned that if you've got food for the morning and food for the night, you're rich. That's the bar. That's the definition Islamically of rich. You got food at home for tonight and you ate that day, you rich. Anything beyond that, you very rich. Anything beyond that, you're wealthy. So here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we can't really claim today, those of us who are here, we can't claim that level of poverty. This level of poverty that Luqman, alayhi salam, is speaking of. So really, we have no excuse not to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he's advising. That if you have the proper mindset and understanding and looking at, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no one, opens a door of poverty on himself until he starts begging. At that moment, rather, when the person goes to beg other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's opening the door of poverty on himself. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you may ask, why? Why would that be true? Because in fact, he's complaining to others about his Lord. Look at what Allah did to me. He's stingy. He ain't giving me nothing today. You got something for me? Subhanallah. Allah is al-ghani, the rich. So that's who you should beg, and he's not absent. Id'uni. Ask me. Call upon me. I will answer you. Ujibu da'wati da'i idha da'an. I answer the call of the caller when he calls upon me. So that basic knowledge is what we should have as an understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, he says, Wallahu khayru raziqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those to provide. This is the understanding that the Muslim has, so that what? He does not make himself a slave to anything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And for him, we are servants. We are his slaves. We obey him. So nothing should take precedence and value over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing should be in our sight or our eyes that makes us think that I need to do this in spite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me. Or that I need to seek some other aspect or venue in order to supply me with my needs. رِزْقَكُمْ فِي سَمَاءِ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. رِزْقَكُمْ, your provisions are in the heavens in which you are promised. If there's a tomorrow for you, you have what you need. But we have to train ourselves to understand what truly is valuable and not accept the illusion of the dunya that what it has takes precedence. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said three things that he sought refuge from, rather. He said, I seek refuge from kufr. And I seek refuge from poverty. And I seek refuge from the punishment of the grave. Now, unfortunately, two of these we may have the wrong understanding about its definition. I seek refuge from kufr. Now, we hear that is a term applied to those who don't believe. Yeah, the one who makes kufr, he's kafir. Not always. Kufr is the opposite of shukr. If we read in the Holy Quran, where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman alayhi salam the throne of Sheba, he said, this is a test on me to see if I will be kafir or grateful, shukr. Whether I will be ungrateful and ingrate, or I will show thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kufr is ingratitude. Not to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the height of ingratitude is to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. To deny him his right to be worshipped. That is the apex of kufr. But it has its levels. So the first thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in this hadith, is that I seek refuge from being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, la in shakartum la azidannakum. The opposite is also true. La in shakartum, if you show gratitude, I will give you increase. And the opposite is also true. If you kafara, if you show ingratitude, I will decrease what you have. Like he told Dawood alayhi salam, you want and I want. But the only thing that's going to happen is what I want. If you do what I want, I'll give you what you want. But if you don't do what I want, I will make you chase what you want like a predator chases its prey until it exhausts itself, never getting what it sought. And then at the end, you will only do what I want. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we want to save ourselves from that. رِزْقَكُمْ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your provision is in the heavens and what you are promised. So now you may be thinking, first, where is it? You know, I know everybody started looking up at the heavens. Well, where is it there, you know? Seek what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, bring down your provisions bisadaqah. Bring it down. Make it come down to you with sadaqah. By giving in sadaqah. That is how we bring it down. وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And what you are promised. Think about this, dear Muslim brothers. See how they go together. In that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said and swore, giving in sadaqah does not decrease the wealth. So this is a promise. If you give, you will get increase and more. And more. And more. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, some good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes it as a seed and grows it for you in Jannah. To the point that you come and you see a mountain of good deeds and you're like, wow, mashallah, who's that for? And they say, you. But this is important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we see our deen as having value. That we look through the eyes of a Muslim, not of a munafiq or a mushrik. That we use the eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us of iman to look at this world and see where we can gain truly. Because kullu man alayha fan. Everything here will go away. And when you go away, they will take everything off you to keep it here. Oh, I like that Rolex. Mashallah, he won't be needing that. Where are the keys to that Lexus he got? Everything. Everything. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what you leave and what you give for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find it with Him. He makes this a promise. He mentions this in many places in the Holy Quran. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْذَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you send forth with your hands of good, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the next thing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from is poverty. And we may be thinking, oh, see, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to be poor. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you don't know what he meant by that. He meant true poverty. He meant true poverty. You forget that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the poor here will walk on the necks of the people waiting to get into Jannah 500 years and enter 500 years before everybody else. They will come to the gates. And the angels will be like, whoa, 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 what you doing? They say, what do you mean, what am I doing? I didn't have anything to be judged for. Let me in. And they will be permitted to go into Jannah. So they are not the poor on the day of judgment. They are not the poor. That's not poverty, being poor here. Poverty is showing up there with no good deeds. Zero. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Simply saying truly with faith and understanding and iman and the presence of mind, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is enough to get you one good deed. That its weight is heavier than seven heavens and seven earths. That's enough. So if you come with nothing, not even that, you are truly poor. You are truly impoverished. That is the poverty that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from, and that we all should seek refuge from. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us this deen as a means for us to work and gain good deeds. We don't get, you know, this we don't get a scorecard. Though score is being kept. We don't get to see, you know, we don't get to peek over the shoulders of the deeds that are being written by the angels and say, okay, did he accept that? We don't get to see it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us hidden. There's no eye that knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden from him of good deeds. Allah mentions this. So we don't get a chance to know. This is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite wisdom. He is Al-Hakim. This is to keep us working to gain more and more and more and more and more. And to be in fear of, well, did that bad deed cancel out this good deed? Well, let me do more good deeds. Let me keep on and trying to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I appreciate what He gave me of knowing Him and knowing that I have immediate access. I don't need to go and, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made Bani Israel, in order to make Salah, they had to travel. If they didn't live right next to Baytul Quds, they didn't live right next to the masjid, their sacrifices and their Salah was not accepted. They had to travel all the way there to pray. To pray, to make Salah. It wasn't accepted anywhere else. That's why we don't understand it now when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the ni'mah that the whole earth is a masjid. Wherever you find salah, it finds you, you make salah. That wasn't their case. If they had to make salah more times a day, and they had to make it in the masjid. They had to make it in the masjid, otherwise not accepted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great ni'mah. A great blessing. We don't appreciate it because we haven't been made to feel that. We haven't been given that as a restriction. But I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, when it comes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a command, there is effort that has to be made. I'malu, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, work. Fasayyar Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see your works, as will the messenger, as will the believers. And you will be brought back before the knower of the seen and the unseen, and then you will be shown the truth of what you used to do. This is one of the reasons, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that most of us here, I've heard of myself many times, that there's reluctance on the part of the person who maybe have some interest in Islam. First thing they say, ooh, y'all pray too much. How many times a day? 5 times a day? Every day? Every day? They know that it's work. This ain't the lazy man's deen on no day. You know, the whole world gets interested in the holy month of Ramadan when it falls in summer. Wow, how many hours? No water? No candy? Wow, I couldn't do that. Work. And the Muslim, mashallah, like last year, you're not made an invalid by making the fast. None of us here, we got through it, alhamdulillah. At the end of it, it was easy. Like, oh, mashallah, it's time to break fast, mashallah. That Allah's when we've tasted the sweetness of faith. We feel happy, alhamdulillah, that I sent forward some good deed. And inshallah ta'ala, these have wiped out all my bad deeds. This is valuable. And we won't really appreciate the full value until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Until the day of judgment, until we are brought back and we see it. We'll have some appreciation, inshallah, at death, that Allah blesses us to see the angel of death in a good way. And we know, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that if you see good at the time of death, it'll only get better. And if you see evil at the time of death, it'll only get worse. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, yes, Islam is work, but what better to work for than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the thing that we as Muslims have to appreciate as a reality. No one pays better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one pays better than Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. Look, a lot of us got two jobs. And the moment the other one starts paying more than the other one, guess what gets dropped? The one that don't pay that well. So what you look like sacrificing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the dunya? The dunya ain't going to pay you what Allah is going to give you. That doesn't make any sense. You are depending upon His good graces to use His power to go disobey Him. I'm dependent on Allah making it, you know, letting me get to the destination. Does not do what He say do. He says be a Juma. But I'm not going to be there on purpose. And I'm hoping that I could get through whatever disobedience until I decide to get there when I feel like it. Really? Be careful. You put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on hold, He puts you on hold. You know, we expecting it to work like clockwork. Oh, I worked and I worked and I worked. And then here come my check. And your check don't come. And you get all upset. What is going on with my check? I didn't work that. Calling people, cussing them out. They put you on hold. You put Allah on hold. He wasn't important. What He had for you could wait. You didn't see your deen as having value. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not what Islam teaches. This is not what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left as an example. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, why am I a Muslim? Why Am I here in this deen if I'm not going to work for it? Or if this, I just have a casual cultural connection? That's not why this is here. You can get by and maybe, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. Maybe you'll have something to show on the day of judgment by just doing the bare minimum and, you know, hoping that your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds. But not putting any effort into doing good deeds. You may, Allah is the merciful, you may. But why do that? Why cheat yourself? You're the only one being cheated. You're not going to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being a Muslim here is not doing him no favors. We are the beneficiary. On no day, is anything that we do needed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anyone else but ourselves. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we must understand that our intention of being here requires action if we're going to benefit. That as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us opportunity in this dunya, as we mentioned before, that this is the no before you go. No one told you you were coming here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, told you where you're going. The worst thing is to get on the other side with nothing to show. Oh Allah, save us from being of those who asked you to bring us back to this dunya. Because those are the truly impoverished, and those are the ones that are truly bankrupt. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promises, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, قد أفلح المؤمنون. The believers, listen, have succeeded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's two letters in Arabic. They mean a future thing. So to say, like, sa'adhab, I will go, it means to in the future. Or sawfa'adhab, further in the future I will go. That's not mentioned here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying they've succeeded. Aflaha. There's success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ They have succeeded. They've won already. So the mu'min who has iman, who has fulfilled the trust, the amana, he's won. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he then goes backward. How did they win? They are those who offer their salah full of hope and fear. And they avoid loose talk. And those who pay zakah, they give in charity, and they guard their private parts from being blameworthy. Meaning they don't commit zina, they don't commit fornication, they don't commit adultery. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that is because they value the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has promised success. He has promised Jannah. They took value in his promise. They banked on that. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself. Amanu wa amilu. Never do you see these separate when it comes to the believer. Never. There's always iman and then iman put into action. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Alladhina amanu, they believe. Wa amilu salihat, and they do good deeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of these as I remind myself that the best action for the Muslim is one that is the proof of his truth. That he does not hesitate to prove his truth. And that is to give in sadaqah. Because what? It shows that I value what Allah has more than I value than what he's given me in this dunya. We got issues when it comes to money. يُحِبُّ الْمَالَ حُبَّنْ جَمَّا We love it violently. Violently. And we can't seem to help ourselves. $100 bill and a single dollar bill. You pick them up, they weigh the same. Which one is harder to give? Very few of us would think twice about losing a dollar bill, but let it be $100. Start sweating. Get mad at yourself. Got an attitude. What's wrong? Nothing. Then you start wanting to ask them, did you see $100 laying around? Knowing that if they did, they ain't going to tell you. We can't have that as an attitude. Not today. We cannot look at the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a burden. Or those things in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as an opportunity to invest with his face as something that is an irritant. Or that when we're reminded of it, we want to put our fingers in our ears and run. That's not progress. The only way, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we progress is that we place value on this call. That we place value in where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's value in sadaqah. That is the one of the highest proofs of one's truth. Because it has to require action in spending, giving of what we have and that is perceived as valuable in the dunya and making that transition, transferring the value of this dunya and making it very valuable in the hereafter. What we give is what we keep. What we give is what we keep. What we keep is what we lose. As Muslims, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot walk around with two incongruent beliefs. That we believe that Allah is going to raise the dead, but we don't believe that Allah will grow money in our pockets when we give it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you knew how much money they spend on kufr with the deliberate intent to make evil. Deliberate, not it's like an accident or they just don't know. No, deliberately. The intent is to corrupt. If you had any clue, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You would understand, I must support the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything I have, period. But we have to remind, and 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 we have to remind. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that's not progress. We must take this deen seriously. And seriously means invest seriously. So I invite you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to show up, to stand up, and to give here at this masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. To allow this being the letter ta'ala to continue. For it, inshallah ta'ala, to be there for your children's children's children. Inshallah. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the same for everyone so that you are clear about the concept. You may say, oh, well, the person who built it got the sadaqah jariyah. No. Allah is more generous than that. For everyone who contributes gets the sadaqah jariyah. That you give for Allah's face, He gives you the same reward as the one who built it. So now how much you give, more reward. Allah is the generous. That'll be that mountain of good deeds, inshallah ta'ala, that you meet on the day of judgment. Surprised that the little that you gave, but you gave in faith, Allah raised it and continued it. And so then, inshallah ta'ala, every fiber in which someone prostrates, you get the reward for each of those fibers. Every building brick, you get the reward. Every brick in here and every angel in here that we don't see is praying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her. You don't want that? Again, what you keep, you lose. What you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But the face of your Lord will remain. So بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, we hear this message and we act upon it. We believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. We آمَنُوا, we believe. وَعَمِلُوا, and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds, inshallah. Bless us to be amongst those who hear the truth and act upon it, and not turn a deaf ear and not be amongst those who are lost or who are ungrateful or who are heedless. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.